Before we enter into our prayer time today, I want to call to your attention our Covenant Commitment Campaign for 2021. On the front page of the Enlightener you received this month, there is a letter signed by the members of St. John's Stewardship Committee, the committee in the life of the church that pays attention to making the very best use of the gifts that have been entrusted to our care and encouraging you to generously share your gifts. In that letter, we ask everyone to prayerfully consider their financial giving to the church for the coming year, noting that the uncertainty of our world and our lives right now makes it especially difficult to make commitments about a future that more than ever is unpredictable. This is one of the many reasons why there is an option on the covenant commitment form that allows you to indicate that you will contribute to the church as you are able, without listing a specific amount. Please take time to prayerfully consider your commitment, then fill out the form that was attached to your Enlightener and drop it off at the church office during the week, place it in the secure mailbox by the ramp door, or send it via mail. Forms that have been returned are on the communion table in our sanctuary, and on November 8th, we will dedicate them during worship. Let's work together to make that basket on the communion table overflow as we journey in faith through thick and thin. And now some joys and concerns before we enter into prayer. This last week has been a week filled with birthdays. Ginny Collins turned 90 on October 4th, and Tom Waliza turned 89 on October 10th. Both are currently at Elm Terrace Gardens, and it's not too late to send them a card. Lisa in our church office has their current addresses, and all you need to do is reach out to her for that information. Also celebrating birthdays this week, Gail George celebrated her birthday on Thursday, and Jane Harrison, now living in Florida, celebrated her birthday on October 10th. And we have a concern for a friend of Suzanne and Don Franks. We pray for Court, who is battling stage 4 melanoma. As we come to this time of prayer, we are all aware of the things that weigh heavy on our hearts and minds. We are also aware of our joys. May we be confident that as we pray, God is listening. Let's be together now in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, bearer of our burdens, guardian of our hearts and souls, we come before you this day as always, very much in need of prayer. We need to pray to have the brick of worry lifted from our shoulders. We need to pray because our world is aching, and so are we. We need to pray for our leaders, our families, our children, your creation. We need to pray for your church, our church, and for ourselves as we seek to be the best selves we possibly can be. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for all who are sick and hurting, for those battling disease, struggling to keep on keeping on. To be honest with you, God, we are running out of steam, but the race is nowhere near over. Living fully and well amid a pandemic is a marathon, not a sprint, and we are learning as we go. Sustain us as we run this race, some days sailing over the humps and the bumps, and other days barely able to put one foot in front of the other. And it's not just the pandemic, Lord. All sorts of things weigh heavy on us. All sorts of things are falling apart. Our nation is hurting. People are crying out to be heard, at times in ways that are destructive and counterproductive, but thankfully at other times in ways that are heart-expanding and soul-encouraging. The needs are so great that we hardly know where to begin. Sometimes we simply shut down because it all feels so overwhelming and hopeless. God, shore us up and fill us with both the courage and desire to live lives that are honorable and pure, filled with truth and justice, praiseworthy lives, not because they are perfect, but because they are created in your image and you love us. May we never lose sight of the joys that rise to the surface amid the messiness of life. May we never overlook celebrating what is right and good in our world, like birthdays and anniversaries, accomplishments and milestones, or just making it through yet another day. Hear now our silent prayers, gracious God, and in the silence, fill us with an awareness of your closeness that we can carry with us out into the world this day and in the days ahead. And, O God, receive the gifts that have been given so generously during this past week. Bless them, that these gifts may become a blessing to others here at St. John's, in our community, and throughout the world. All of these things we ask in your holy name. Amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever your day holds, may you know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ fills you, and the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you, not when you've done this or when you've accomplished that, but now and always. Amen.